Big in-studio guest. Looking forward to it. We've got Scituate Hoops fresh off of nearly doubling off Revere. 80-41 victory in our South Shore game of the week on Friday night. So we welcome in Johnny Kinsley, Michael Porter, Drew and Clay Belmarsh, Sam Benning and Keegan Sullivan. Boys, first and foremost, congratulations. Made for an easy job on Friday night. There was no sweating it out. It was over early.
I mean, I think coming into the game, we thought Revere was, like, they looked really good on film. Mm-hmm. They looked tough. But then at the start, I know, like, it was 21-11 at the end of the first, and then we really just put it on them. We got out and ran and played our style, and I think they were just gassed, and then we took, like, a 30-point lead and just never gave it up.
Yeah. Makes it easier when you don't have, like, oxygen masks in the visitor's locker room. Like, the halftime was just, they were just tightening up, I'm sure. But it really was that second quarter. I think you outscored them 25-5, somewhere in the neighborhood like that. They went scoreless for, I think, 6 minutes or 6 minute stretch to begin the quarter. The defense was really what was impressive because, you know, we were looking at it in the second quarter and their shooting percentage really wasn't that bad. They just weren't getting shots off. So what were you guys doing defensively to really frustrate them?
Coach Roman actually was there. He had not been at a single game all year. He's our defensive-minded coach.
Okay.
He's been there basically in practices behind the curtain, but he really, really pushed us to get our talking and communication up, and especially in an environment like that with all the fans and, you know, just that playoff atmosphere. Mm-hmm. He was really harping on us being, like, talking to each other, talking collectively, even the bench. Like, everyone really kept us in. It was a collective effort. It was awesome.
Yeah. I think there was a lot of talking, and I wouldn't say it was just between you guys. I felt like you guys really were feeling the energy of the playoff game. Yeah. It came out early.
Probably a little too much.
I don't know. It was a lot of fun. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of the game, the environment was unbelievable. You see that many Hawaiians together.
Yeah.
It's something special. You guys always have great fan support. You guys do a really good job of promoting yourselves and the student body buys in. Talk to me about how great it is to see that kind of turnout when you get ready to come out for a game.
All right, athletic director Scott Payne does a lot behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. He gets us ready by posting on our stories, like creating videos and mm-hmm. stuff, promoting the game. And when you have that many people cheering for you, it just gets it amped up and does a lot for you.
Yeah, I mean, how could it not? We were at poor Bill Vos, who did the game with me, some kid right on the corner of the table. We couldn't see down to, like, the beyond the arc in the corner there, and he's just battling with some kid who was just inching his way forward. But it really was a special environment, and you guys certainly delivered with an incredible game. Unusual, I feel like, for you guys. I know it's a statewide tournament, and especially with a 15-5 record, but maybe the last time for the seniors in front of that home crowd. Got to be a little bit of a strange feeling.
Yeah, I mean, we were saying in eighth grade playoffs, we lost to Braintree there in, like, our last youth game. But, I mean, we were hoping for Leominster to get upset so we could get another one. Obviously, that didn't happen, but it was great to end it out with a big W like that in such a great environment like that.
Tell me a little bit about the path this year, because it is so different. We've, you know, kind of guessed at it. I know how much emphasis was on wins, but not only wins, 10-point wins and what that does for you in the rankings. And we felt like when you look at how many good teams there were in the Patriot League, it didn't really bear out in the rankings because you guys just didn't beat each other by 10 points very often. It was a tough thing to do. So, you know, here you guys sit at 15-5 down at 13. That seems a little crazy, and it's definitely an unusual position from where you guys have been in recent years, where you're usually right up at the top of the South Sectional. So knowing going into the playoffs that it was probably going to be a lot of road games, what's kind of the mentality been with that? How do you kind of prepare now for that, where it could be road all the way out?
I mean, in practice, even just today, actually, we've been trying to simulate just crowd noise and getting into that stuff. A lot of our guys off the bench today in practice have been even doing chants against us.
Oh, nice.
And just doing those little things to create those pressure situations. That's what something that's what we've especially has been pushed on entering the playoffs. But the coaches, the players, everyone, you know, 1 through 18 on our team has been able to push each other individually and collectively, and it's been really powerful to kind of have that collective effort.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of unique because I think this is going to be the first time you guys have really kind of had this type of a game. Past years, you see a 4-13 matchup. Everyone looks at the 4 and says, oh, that's a huge favorite. Under this new system, it doesn't really bear out that way. Do you think? Do you kind of agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think with our 15-5 record and our the teams that we've played, like you said, the Patriot League was pretty stacked, like North Quincy, Pembroke, P-South, everyone that we've played. Definitely got us prepared for the tournament, and Leominster is a really good team, obviously. I don't know their record, but obviously better than us, and at the 4 seed, we just got to go in there with... We probably won't get a ton of fans given the drive, but we just got to go in there together, play together, and play fast, so...
Yeah, and coming into this, now we're in the final 16, every game's going to be close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, every game's going to be a good game. Every team's going to be well coached. You know, they're going to have talent across the board, and no place is going to be easy to go into, especially when, now that we get deeper into the playoffs, we're going to have longer drives, you're going to have bigger student sections. There's going to be more pressure when you get into every situation. And so, obviously, I think it's been nice earlier in the year that we've had so many close games against Pembroke, P-South, North Quincy, Whitman Hanson at the start of the year. Like, those games have helped kind of prepare us, and, you know, we've built upon all that stuff that we started with, and hopefully, you know, it'll help us now.
Yeah, as you get into it, it is an unusual thing. I mean, the travel in and of itself is something that's new, but yeah, it does feel like, all right, these are, you know, teams that should, in theory, be pretty close. If you're a top 16 seed, you're relatively level talent. So the thing that I feel like always separates you guys, and we saw it against Revere, is that you guys have just got to be the best conditioned program out there. I mean, you just don't let up in terms of the running. I know that's a big Poirier thing. I've never had the pleasure of taking in a Matt Poirier practice. But, I mean, it's something that can really separate you guys from anybody that you come up against. So talk to me a little bit about really what I'm interested is, you were shooting well against Revere. You guys played well. Yeah, we look at Michael Porter and Johnny Kinsley just dropping threes all over. It was an impressive shooting performance for you guys. I think we had you for over 50% on the game, which is unbelievable. But yours is a style that transcends that good shooting. You know, you can still stay in a game if you're not shooting well. But when you guys have it, and I'll go to you, Johnny, when you guys are feeling it like that, how much does that add to what you guys are able to do?
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, you know, it's great when you have those nights where you're shooting well. But like you said, our speed allows us to kind of stay in the game even when both of us kind of aren't shooting well. And I think that it's a testament to Coach Poirier and, you know, our pace of our practice, the intensity of our practice, and, you know, the way we're, you know, preparing for these teams. You know, even we're, you know, you're never going to have a great shooting night every night. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of preparing for, you know, what if we don't have a great shooting night, and what can we do? You know, the small things. We talk about boxing out. We talk about, you know, running up the floor. You know, Keegan's attacking and stuff, and we're doing all those little things that we feel like can keep us in those close games even when we're not shooting well.
Yeah, it makes it easy when you've got two guys that can really shoot the ball well, because if one's off, the other hopefully on. And with that, I want to ask Michael, I'll just say this. It's five seniors in the room with you. You're the only sophomore here. I don't know how many radars you were on at the beginning of the season, but you've had a coming out party this year. You've been a big part of it, and obviously in the starting lineup. Talk to me about what it means to have kind of earned that spot, and as you sit here with a bunch of guys who've been with the program for a while, how good it feels to be a big contributing factor in a win like you had against Revere.
Yeah, at the beginning of the season, Coach gave me a start in the first game of the season. Didn't go too well. So I came off the bench for the next few games, and then I got around the fifth game, I think, is when he started putting me back in the starting lineup. And that's when I really started, like, get kind of adjusting to the varsity level of, like, the game.
Mm-hmm.
And as the season's gone on, it's just been more comfortable and more comfortable. So it just feels like it's just normal at this point.
Nice. And for you guys, the seniors, I'm interested, you know, how long did it take to develop a confidence that you've got this kid a couple years younger than you? You know you can, you know, Keegan, you know you can kick it to him, or go to you, Drew. You know he's going to hit his shots if you call on him.
I mean, we've been playing with him since March of last year when our season ended. Keegan had football, but, I mean, all of us, we were playing at the courts, and playing in the Wellesley Summer League that we went up to. Mm-hmm. And Mike was lights out then, and he's lights out now. So it's kind of like second nature, just passing the ball and going in.
That's good.
It feels like your team has been deeper than in past years, however, especially lately. Jumping back to that game against Pembroke where you guys just took over in the second half, some of your other guys stepped up as well. What has been the key to having them kind of develop as the season goes along?
I think it's just the way that we practice. We just have like a competitive environment in there, and like we all love each other, but we go at each other in practice. And then once, like outside of basketball, we're all cool all together. But in practice, we just go hard. And Coach Poirier really wants us to challenge each other. And I think that's he had been pushing that we call it the white unit to just make an impact. And they really did, because against Pembroke, we weren't really hitting our shots to start, and then they came in and gave us some much needed energy, and then I think we just carried that for the rest of the game.
You guys very unique in the full line substitution that you guys like to do. I'm interested for what's going on. You guys get like a minute and a half game time on the bench during that section. So tell me a little bit about how you adjust to that, because it's different to be constantly going and all of a sudden, all right, I got to catch my breath because I know 90 seconds I'm back out there. It's such an unusual way of doing things. How do you like it? How do you like that type of rotation?
I mean, obviously we'll do anything that obviously coaches' formula has worked for years and years. We have so much trust in our coaching staff and all of our teammates and what our system has been for whatever his past 25 years as a coach. And it starts in practice too. Our pace is always high, like you kind of talked about. Like, our pace is high, our energy is high. We want to keep that energy going. And a huge shout out to our bench always. It cannot be easy at all coming off the bench five in, five out. Back when I was a sophomore, I had to do that. Back when I was a freshman, I did that for a game. But it can't be easy coming off the bench and having energy coming in throughout the game. Like, it's tough.
Yeah.
And we just have so much respect for all the guys and all the staff across the board. It's really great.
Yeah, and I was gonna say our bench recently, like we've talked about it all season, but they're honestly like that second line, it could be a starting team, like we believe in the Patriot League and be competitive. You know, we have guys who can score. You know, we have Jimmy off the bench who had a great game against Pembroke. Mm-hmm. We have guys that can score inside, and you know, they especially in practice, it's insane when we go when we play scout off, scout defense for us, and they're an offense, they don't miss. Like, it's crazy. You know, they look like a legit high level, varsity team, and it's great to play against, in practice. Really prepares us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you guys, you had 10 different scores against Revere, and I want to ask, too, because it's a unique opportunity to be up that big in a playoff game. But you have, I want to say, I don't know if it was Brian Good got a bucket in that game. I know there was
Jordan Barthel.
You were looking for Nick Brown to get one.
Yes.
But when you have a moment like that, and again, we talked about it, maybe it ends up being the last game there for you seniors, maybe it doesn't, but when you have an opportunity like that and you guys have gone to the bench, your job's done for the day. It's almost a 40-point game. How special are those moments? You know, how much do you think back to, student section going wild when a kid who's not seen a lot of playing time gets a bucket?
Well, honestly, the best part of that game wasn't like the beginning when we were going crazy. Mm-hmm. Energy was insane. It was when J-Bar scored, Jordan Barthel. I think that was the loudest it's been since I can remember. Mm-hmm. Like, it was awesome. There was, 900 people there, like 1,000 people, and everyone was on their feet screaming for him. Like, couldn't be better. It was awesome.
Yeah, I think they don't really get to play, but they're great teammates, and in practice they push us. But it was great to see them all get buckets.
Yeah, and it's like they put in so much work behind the scenes that so many people don't see. I mean, obviously, sometimes other people will get more minutes than others in the game, but in practice, everyone's working hard. Right. Everyone's working their tail off. So it's so great to see that finally translating when that happens at the end of games, because we can count on everyone. You know, we know that everyone, when we need them, we can have them. And we have that confidence across the board, too, for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly hard to nitpick in a game that you win 80-41, but I want to ask, because I'm sure, you know, that's kind of have to how you have to coach yourself. When you look back on the game, what are we trying to improve on as we go into Leominster? Is there something that coach has picked out and said, all right, that's where we need to be better?
I'd probably say executing, just executing plays, because Leominster definitely has a better defense. No hate on Revere, but they definitely have a much better defense. They're longer, they're athletic, taller than us. So we're just going to need to be able to execute, like, all of our plays. And then on defense, we kind of just have to be more help on defense. That's what coach was really harping on today. And, yeah.
In the brief research you've done, what really sticks out about this Leominster team? What is something that you guys have to take away?
Basically, all of them can shoot across the board. They have great length. They just have a lot of skill. They got guys who can attack the hoop. Like each player can score on all three levels, and they're very well coached. They're very very disciplined in transition. It's not going to be easy, but you know, if we execute, we keep at our pace. We kind of play our game. You know, hopefully we'll come out on top.
Yeah, we figured last game against Revere, we got out and ran. I don't think they expected our team speed to be like that. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll catch Leominster off guard with our team speed and how we can just get the ball out. Like, when they score, how we get the ball out and just go. Because we get so many easy points off that mm-hmm. when just outlet and kick it down the court. So we just got to be fast against them.
Yeah, you know, you guys, you're a real pain in my ass, though, I got to tell you. Because, you know, we're a little small operation here. And I don't have a stat guy. So I'm down on my sheet writing down a tally mark. And friggin' Sam's laying one in on the other end. So it's hard. I got to ask, though, guys, because you guys have hit on it. We talked a little bit about it. This was probably the deepest the Patriot League has been in, oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know
ever,
how long.
Sure.
Yeah, ever.
I'm going back to my days.
No question.
Back last century,
yeah.
Seemingly.
It's
never had this much parity,
yeah,
ever.
It's such an unusual year for you in that you're probably seeded a lot lower. And obviously the new tournament format, it's totally yeah. different, but you're seeded lower than you would normally be. And you know, a lot of that is because of how deep the league was. How prepared do you, or how much do you feel like that's prepared you guys for these playoffs?
We want to make our name known as a league and mm-hmm. as a team individually. You know, a lot of people can count us out. You know, there's a lot of talent up in the Boston area, a lot of talent outside of here. But I think all these teams from around here, we've really, you know, come out of the last year and, you know, everything being all different and all. And it was a little bit rough last year mm-hmm. for all teams around here. But, you know, I think every team had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. No one gets recognition as much as they should around here.
Sure.
So I think being able to take all of the stuff that we've gotten from playing these tough teams around here, now we're going to hopefully be able to take it to the next level and compete with other teams from up north.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have to say, it's like you guys haven't, you know, it's not like a league where, all right, you just have everybody can shoot, right? You've played the team that hangs its hat on defense in Pembroke. You've played the team in North Quincy that can just run and gun and shoot on you. You've played a really scrappy team in Plymouth South. You guys have gotten a taste of any type of team that you're going to see. But I'm sure you'll get into a game where something's unique, so you're going to have to just draw on those experience. But it's been a great season. 15-5 is, you know, obviously nothing to scoff at. And I want to ask for the seniors, being, you know, one way or another, kind of a last go around here with the program. A lot left ahead of you, a lot of steps to you know, put some hardware in the case or what have you. You know, how much are you really feeling that this is, you know, we gotta, you know, it's a kind of our last go at it here?
Well, before Revere, me and Johnny were talking, and we were like, this could be our last game. And mm-hmm. then even practice before that day, we were like, this wasn't our last practice. Like, we were mm-hmm. just going to will that win.
Yeah.
If they were the best team we were going to play, then so be it. We were going to win. And me and Johnny were saying, if we have anything to do about it, we're going to win this game. And that's how we're, like, approaching this, because, I mean, tomorrow could be our last practice too. So
yeah. Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, it's win or go home now, and we don't want to lose. We're not planning on losing, but just like, there's 10 seniors and we've all played together since third grade. So mm-hmm. I mean, we made so many memories together, but we don't want it to end. And like Drew said, tomorrow could be our last practice. Hopefully it's not. I don't think it will be, but it's just been great to play with all these guys and making some fun memories while we're doing it.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you. Good luck
against Leominster. Going to be a tough one. Yeah. We'll be keeping our eye on it, and hopefully it's not our last chance to chat.
Yes, appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, thank you. We're going to head to a break. When we come back, Sports Exchange rolls on. Brockton, boys basketball coming up next.